Everything's better with bacon. That's a true red, white, and blue sentiment, right? So much so, there's a festival around the theme, the one festival New Orleans does not yet have. In early March each year, as many as 14,000 bacon enthusiasts trot up into Des Moines, Iowa to eat bacon, I suppose. The Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival calling them. It sounds like Baconritaville, their theme for this year's festivities, made it just before any COVID shutdowns, wasting away searching for that lost shaker of bacon bits or something. We like bacon, and thus by extension, pigs. And we love man's best friend, the dog. So what gives with Jesus's, do not give what is holy to dogs or throw your pearls before swine this morning? The Jewish people had a bit of a different animal conception, and certainly not a festival for bacon. In fact, such meat was one of the big kosher violations. Unclean, unholy, nothing pork. There's now even a movement afoot to make kosher lamb bacon. You can Google that a bit this morning. But pigs were dirty, and dogs, well, they were wild. Not the cute little house pet we know them to be, but an aggressive danger. So while it takes us some concentration this morning to get to Jesus's meaning in his do not give what is holy to dogs or throw your pearls before swine, this is how he describes certain intractable people stuck in their ways, not open to God's word. We pray for them. We work charity with them, but we can't expect them to grasp deeper mysteries if they're so resistant. But maybe for us, this is the nice thought today. Like with pigs and dogs, there's always hope for a changed reception, right? Remember that as you pet little Fido this morning or Google Spring Des Moines hotel rooms. Change in imagery, change for animals, change in people.